It's a tight labor market, and in a tight labor market, finding qualified job seekers gets tough. Let us help you. Manpower of Central Iowa has been helping businesses with their staffing needs for over 62 years, from temporary to full-time, entry-level to senior management. The competition is fierce, and we can help. Manpower, locally owned, accessible, and ready to work for your business. Manpower of Des Moines, manpower.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us. Well, it was a crazy week on Wall Street. Today, several banking companies weighed down the major indexes on the final day of an otherwise strong week for equities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended 122 points lower, with JPMorgan Chase lagging. S&P 500 gave up nearly 0.3%, and the NASDAQ slid by almost 0.5%. The indexes had opened sharply higher on the back of strong earnings from some of the big banks. Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and JPMorgan Chase all reported quarterly earnings and revenue that surpassed analyst expectations. And bank shares initially traded higher before falling by more than 1%. Why? The strong results had already been priced in. Expectations for this earnings season are high, especially for financials. According to FactSet, S&P 500 earnings are forecast to have grown by 17.1% last quarter. Financials, get this, financials, meanwhile, are expected to see earnings increase by 24%. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are all scheduled to release earnings next week. So expect all of those banks to have great profits. It's what happens when you loan money at higher interest rates and pay less in taxes. It's pretty simple, right? Despite the decline today, the major averages posted strong gains for the week. The moves today come after Wall Street finished its previous session in the black. Yesterday, the Dow gained 293 points after President Donald Trump clarified his position on a possible missile attack in Syria. Concerns about a trade war, however, with China still linger. The Wall Street Journal has reported that officials familiar with the matter that the Trump administration is planning to ratchet up the trade pressure on China through new tariffs and by threatening to block Chinese technology investment here in the United States. Trade fears have plagued investors, with the S&P 500 falling by more than 3% over the past month. And then there was this. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index ticked down to 97.8 in April. It had been 101.4 in March. That's a relatively significant drop. And so what does it mean? Well, consumers, like many in the government, have absolutely no idea where we're headed, as it sort of changes from hour to hour. And we've said it so many times before. Uncertainty is the enemy of business and economy. That is what happened this week on Wall Street. Let's take a look at those final numbers, see what exactly happened today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by, as we said, nearly 0.5%, settled in at 24,360. NASDAQ was off almost by 0.5% at 7106. S&P 500 lost nearly 0.3% at 2656. When we come back, let's put all this in the rearview mirror, shall we? We're going about to have some fun. Our friend Jeff Pitts is in. Jeff is our arts and entertainment guy from City. Let's go.